Episode 109. In this episode, the lovely Emma Peach, who's also a social mediator for Green Umbrella, talks about the true value of social media.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. We're a digital marketing agency. This podcast was originally focused on online marketing and social media. However, the guest bloggers that we have on the show have a whole range of expertise in the world of business. We've now sort of morphed over into a show that's specifically for the small business owner, and hopefully that's you guys. Yeah, we cover all types of topics from tools and techniques and advice, and it's all focused on helping your business flourish. Before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you today's tool of the day. Love that bit. Tool of the day.
The online marketing audio blog, tools and techniques.
So today's tool of the day is a very effective social media listening tool called Mention. Don't know if you've ever heard of it. Never miss a thing online with this wicked tool. People use social media to spread news about their brand and their services and products, as mentioned in today's article from Emma, but it's also an essential tool to make sure that you know what others are saying about you online. Mention.net is more powerful than Google Alerts as it searches all social media platforms that are in the public domain, and it also pulls back information if you're actually mentioned within a blog or any type of article as well. Believe you me, I found it really handy. If someone's mentioned me in a blog, you can click on the link and then you can comment below, and you know, at least it shows that you're listening and you appreciate others mentioning you within the site. But obviously if people are saying bad things about you, you want to know about it. Good things or bad things, you need to be there. I also like the software. There's loads of apps with it as well, so you can have a Mac version, you can have it on your phone. There's a really good video that just explains it all, which is over at mention.net, so have a look at that one. There is a free version, which is the version that I use, but there also is a whole pricing structure for different versions, which includes like live updates and stuff like that, and it all starts at around £29 a month. I've put the links on today's show notes, which is all over at all the W's green-umbrella.biz/109. So check that one out. That's mention.net.
You're on the online marketing audio blog.
Okay, it's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. Emma has some food for thought for you as to why all businesses should be involved with social media. Over to you, Emma.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
The true value of social media. One of the most common problems I find as a social mediator is reassuring the client that there is true value in what they're doing when it comes to their social media activities and content marketing strategy. For many SMEs, there's a realisation that they should be active on social media, but the understanding of why, what and how is often limited. For many companies, particularly B2B, but not limited to, the need to see a direct monetary return on investment, or at the very least, a stack of new business contacts or leads, is often their first mistake when devising their social media strategy. Let me reassure you that in many instances, social media platforms, particularly LinkedIn, can and do assist in new business contacts and or leads, and furthermore, can and are being used more and more to sell a product or service directly to the end consumer. But essentially, that's what you have a probably fairly expensive website for, and social media should be one of the key players in driving traffic to this website. If you or perhaps your boss is questioning why you're spending time and or money on social media when you're not seeing direct results, let me give you 10 reasons why continuing on the social media path is more than likely the right thing for you. Become an expert in your field. Whilst you may already consider your company of expert status, and you may have accreditations that prove you are, that's really of no use to you unless your consumer knows it. The beauty of social media is that across a variety of platforms, you can create a dialogue with your customer, you can share expert videos on YouTube, tweet and share videos and blog articles that cement you as an expert in your field. Get it right and these will be shared time and time again. Taking your level of expertise across the web and to potentially new customers that beforehand you'd have never had the opportunity to communicate with. Profiles in Google rankings. Whilst you may not have got your website on the first page of Google yet, many companies often find that their social media profiles or content within it, be it Facebook, Twitter, Google+, or any of the others, often have made it to the first page and often quite close to the top. This is particularly important for B2B companies to consider. Take Green Umbrella, for example. When typing in social media for business into Google, content shared on the Google+ platform ranks very highly. Content really is king. Creating a brand or personality. Before social media, companies had to spend thousands, if not millions, per year to create their brand and brand personality on expensive mediums such as television, radio, on-page press advertising. But now, at just a fraction of the cost, you can utilise social media platforms to do just this. Compete with the big boys. Prior to social media, many SMEs and micro businesses stood absolutely no chance of competing with big players in the industry due to budget constraints. But social media has closed this gap quite considerably. Social media done well has just as much potential to go viral for the one-man band as it does for the big corporate giants. Web traffic. If nothing else, this has to sell social media activity to you and or your boss. Who wouldn't want a cost-effective way of driving traffic to your all-singing, all-dancing website? Essentially, this should be your selling tool for your goods or services, so get yourself on Google Analytics and start measuring just how effective social media is in driving traffic to your website. Don't forget, if you don't tell your followers how to find your website, they stand less chance of finding it. Increase brand awareness. It goes without saying that the more you are active on a good variety of social media platforms, the more engaging the content, the more people will share it, and inevitably, the more people will see it. This can only ever be positive when looking to increase your brand exposure and awareness. Visual. It's no secret that people are much more likely to engage with images, photos, videos, and other visuals. Social media is quite possibly the easiest method for getting visuals relating to your business out there and in front of both existing and prospect customers. Social media platforms are search engines. For many, where they appear in the Google rankings is all they're interested in. But don't forget that the likes of YouTube, the second largest search engine, are search engines too, so should not be overlooked when developing your digital strategy. Link building. The process of link building involves linking back from other websites to yours. By the way, Google loves this, and you'll get a pat on the back and begin to see better search ranking results for doing this. The easiest way to get links back to your site is through creating fresh and engaging content regularly, be it through blogs, pins, tweets, or posts that people will want to share and engage with. It's incredibly cost-effective. I think this one speaks for itself. When you consider how much you may budget for press advertising, online, web banners, and other forms of marketing. It's also worth noting that the flash-in-the-pan approach to social media just won't give you the results you're looking for. Once you've committed to social media for business, you're in it for the long haul to see those results. That is, you must be active on your chosen platforms frequently, generating fresh and engaging content and giving customers a reason to interact with you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Emma. You're wonderful. You can come again. A fantastic article as ever. And you've got a lovely voice that goes with it as well. Remember, you don't need to take any notes for today's show as we do all the hard work for you. You can read the article in full and also find links to today's show notes, to today's tool of the day, which was mention.net. Just visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/109. The transcript is there. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye for now. Ta-da.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.